Hi, friend, and welcome to the Brand Strategy Podcast, a show created to equip you with the inspiration, encouragement, and clarity you need to build the brand of your dreams. I'm your host, Bonnie Bakhtiari, brand designer, strategist, and founder of The Illume Retreat. From sustainable strategy to heartfelt encouragement, each episode is designed to equip you with the tools you need to chase after your dreams. Because you deserve a brand that empowers you to do what you love, connects with your dream clients, and offers a deep sense of fulfillment along the way. So grab a cup of coffee and join me on this journey, won't you? Friends, welcome back to the Brand Strategy Podcast, where today we're talking about showing up as who you need to be to achieve what you desire most with Jessie Harris Boughton. Now, if you haven't met Jessie before, she is a wife, a mom of five. We were actually just talking about how we both have two sweet pups of our own. So fellow dog mom, 17-year entrepreneur, author, podcaster, speaker, certified life and business growth strategist, and fun fact, former professional 300-plus mile-per-hour race car driver. Jessie believes that women can have it all, that we can be amazing wives, moms, epic business women, all at the same time without the guilt or the crazy hours and the crazy demands. Jessie is actually a living example of this because she's built not one, but two, both a brick and mortar and online, businesses, to over the tune of 7+ figures, working only 20 hours per week from anywhere. I'm really excited to have this conversation with Jessie today because we all know that no matter what kind of success we experience, we didn't necessarily start out at that point. And Jessie has such an amazing story of how she's built those businesses in a way that did not sacrifice the quality of life that she and her family get to experience. So today we're going to talk about how to show up as who you need to be in order to achieve what you desire most. Jessie, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm really excited to have you on the show.
Oh my gosh, I'm ecstatic to be here. So thank you to you for having such an amazing place for us or platform for us to connect.
I'm super pumped about this. And I know that I shared a little bit about who you are, but I know that we'd love to dive into that more. And I am personally fascinated to hear more about your journey from going from professional racing to having these incredible businesses. So if you're up for it, I'd love to hear a little bit more about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll try to give like a little overview, mini cap here of kind of how the dots connect. Because so very often, you know, from afar, people are like, okay, that's all really cool, but it doesn't really feel like they go together. So how did that happen? And really what it comes down to for me is, you know, growing up, I always wanted to be two things. It was called a race car driver and a mom. And I was really blessed to go chase that race car driving job long before I ever decided to settle down and have a family. And it took me a good 5 years of just shaking a bunch of hands and introducing myself about 1,000 no's to ever get that one yes, that one opportunity. But I did get it and I had a whirlwind career, and we'll kind of dap back into this shortly when we talk really about how to show up, because there's a whole formula I want to share with your audience here on how I think it will really help them leverage the actions that they need to take to actually start to achieve their goals with more ease and flow. Now, you gave me a beautiful introduction, but I will tell you, it wasn't always, you know, the sunshine and rainbows that we mentioned maybe in that little introductory bio spiel. So, you know, yes, now I have, you know, an amazing life with these businesses and these kids, and I get to travel, et cetera, and kind of do as I please. But I truly believe that we only get to build our successes on a ton of failures. It's actually why I'm so passionate about what it is that I do, because the truth is I retired from race car driving as a world champion, the winningest driver in the male and female categories. And actually now, 15 years later, still hold that title. But what it really came down to for me, I never realized this till later on when I kind of felt lost and depressed. I got married, retired from that job, got married, had a couple kids, and was building my brick and mortar physical therapy clinic with my husband, but kind of felt lost and depressed because that was really his dream and not mine. But of course, I was supporting him 100%, but I just felt like I was going through the motions more or less of life. And so I stumbled upon entrepreneurship just naturally as I started sharing with people on social media some things that really kind of helped me overcome a pretty deep depression after a major life and career change like that. And I realized that I am like, I will tell you, I am probably sometimes to a fault, super transparent. And so I realized, although I was having a lot of, you know, successes and moving forward as I started my journey into entrepreneurship, I actually was struggling a lot too. And every time I would struggle, it's just growing pains of anything, I would fall back into that depression. And it was just a really vicious cycle. And so I ended up deciding to become a certified life coach, never planning to build a business out of it, but just really wanted to keep myself accountable. And I know that might sound crazy to people, but I knew that I needed to be equipped with these tactical strategies and intentional strategies that would kind of help me rein back in what was important to me every time I kind of spiraled out of control into depression. And so again, I just kind of started sharing that and people were interested, and I decided to start just, I was spending a lot of time doing it for free. And so I just decided to start offering little packages and so on. And so we talk, this is a really short timeline and we're kind of like hitting a lot here fast, but I will tell you, I probably spent over 2 years spinning my wheels, spending more than I made. And that wasn't even with counting my time that I was put into it. Time to me is like our most precious commodity in the world. Right. And so if you added up the hours I was putting into it too, oh my gosh, I was going in major debt. And looking back, I realized it was because I was kind of caught up in the trying to do what other people said that you needed to stand out, when really I just looked like everybody else instead of like myself, which is why I'm so excited to be here, because I'm so passionate about branding, as are you. And it's game changing to really have a business that does stand out, especially online. And branding is, as most of you know, if you're listening to this podcast, so much more than, you know, colors and fonts. It's 1,000% everything else more than just colors and fonts, right? Are you going to kill me for saying that? Because
no, not at all. You're absolutely correct.
You have an absolutely gorgeous, aesthetically pleasing profile, right? Everything that you do is gorgeous. And so that, yes, that's huge. But it's so much more than that. Mm-hmm, and so as I started really kind of looking at, I was having these ebbs and flows and like struggling, and I wanted to quit my business. And I was like, but why do I want to quit my business? And what it came down to for me, this was the first realization of the reason I loved what I did was because it gave me a platform to help other people. Of course I wanted to make money because of the amount of time and energy and resources I was putting into it. But I hadn't realized up until that point that when I was race car driving, that was what was so important to me. I actually would go down the quarter mile racetrack, as you said, and over 300 miles an hour in just 4 seconds in each and every night. Like I would do that four different races that night. So literally, this is a funny story, but it was like I'd spend 20 seconds on the racetrack to spend 12 hours there signing autographs and doing interviews and planning speeches, etc. I ended up doing a lot of big national sales convention, keynote speaking, et cetera, for the corporate America sponsorships that we would do. It was race car driving is like the tune to $1 to $2 million a year to go and run those cars. And I mean, I came from a little broke, single mom in upstate New York. We didn't have any money to do that. I definitely got hired in to do that, but it was a really amazing realization for me. And that was kind of when things started to change in my business, because I understood it was all about that platform that I had as a race car driver to empower other women to go create their dreams. And what it came down to for me, if we kind of circle back around, and I feel like I'm totally monopolizing this episode, but I want to get this out before we dig into some things. Yeah. You know, I talked about retiring as a world champion, et cetera. What it came down to for me was I had to really look at how did that happen? And, you know, it was really all about how I showed up. And we're going to dig into this a little bit further in a minute with an actual formula. I'm going to ask you to get out your pen and your paper and we're going to have some fun. But, you know, I had this race car that could get me to the finish line fast and as the winner, which was awesome. But that car also had the power to kill me in a matter of a second. And that for me was like the most amazing, like this scares some people, but it was the most amazing like do or die moment. Like you for lack of a better term, do or die. Like you have to show up as who you need to be to get to the finish line safely and as the winner. But also if you should have an engine failure or if you should have a parachute failure, because you use parachutes to slow down those cars at 300 miles an hour, not brakes. If you were to touch the brakes that fast, the car would just turn sideways and you would barrel roll and crash. And so it was very much about asking myself every single time if I showed up as who I needed to be. And so everybody might say, okay, that sounds really great. Like, cool, woo woo, show up. We all want to show up. But it's true that we attract what we are, not what we want. And so, of course, I wanted to be a world champion race car driver. Of course, I wanted to be an amazing seven-figure millionaire mompreneur. That is the name of my brand, right? But we don't become a world champion race car driver or a seven-figure business owner if we don't show up as that world champion race car driver and seven-figure business owner long before we ever want to become her. And so I'm going to stop there for a moment because I know I might have opened up a can of worms and I threw a lot at you fast today, Bonnie. I'm happy to dig into anything, but I do want to actually break it down. So any of you who are listening, I want you to know that in a few minutes, we are going to break down what I mean when I say show up, because it isn't, you know, just rah, rah, like, oh yeah, you need to show up. Cause I know you are like me and you're like, okay, but what does that mean? Like I got my pen and paper ready. Like, tell me exactly what to do. I'll do it.
I absolutely love that, Jesse. And you're so right. Like, I'm really looking forward to diving into this formula that you have about showing up as who we need to be. Before we do that, though, I would love to get your thoughts on why is it so challenging for us as entrepreneurs to do that, to show up as who we need to be in order to grow?
I think it's a two-part thing. And I know that sometimes this might be more, I think sometimes I worry that this is just relegated to moms, but I actually think it's not. So the first part is number one, I think we always have so many things pulling against us. We have so many responsibilities as adults, right? You add up being a mom to it too. I think, yes, that might be another level. I mean, I'm a mom of five kids. Like there is not an insane moment ever that doesn't exist in my life. I cannot guarantee, and I know you already know it, but like I cannot guarantee that a kid won't just barge in here right now during this episode. But for me, it's like, you know, there is all the business, the kids, the dogs, the bills, my health goals, my parents who need help, my husband. We have a massive cancer fight we are going through right now with my husband that is taking us out of our state of New York because we are going for special clinical trials. We have so much stacked against us all the time as humans, right? That's just a few things on my list. I'm sure you have a ton. We all have a ton. Yeah. And so I find that number one, we are always just trying to keep up doing all of those things that it's hard to give that 100% to one thing at a time. I joke that I used to be so proud of the fact that I can multitask like a boss. But if you break down, which this isn't even getting to the science, I love to nerd out on the actual science of why multitasking is not beneficial and actually holds you back from achieving the success you want. But let me just break it down in the simplest of ways. Think about it. And I could make you raise a hand. let us know it by sharing over on Instagram with us, like tagging us on stories if you resonate with this. You are someone who starts the load of laundry because, oh my gosh, you've got a pile that's waiting. And on the way to the load of laundry, you notice that the dog got into the garbage and the garbage is on the floor. And when you start to pick up the garbage, you then notice that, oh my God, you have to like take the whole garbage bag out because if you don't, he's just going to get into it again. And then on your way to do that, the shoes are out all over the cubby room. So you start to pick up the cubbies. And then when you start to do the cubbies, are you following me?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah, right? Like it is nonstop. And so you give 10% here and 8% here. Oh, by the way, I probably have one ear pod in listening to a podcast or my favorite audiobook at the same time as I'm also in the middle of trying to get ready because I'm late to run in for my team meeting at my clinic, right? You're just doing all the things at one time. And it's no wonder we don't get 100% results because you're never getting 100% to one thing.
Right.
So I think that's one thing that stands out to me majorly. And the second thing I think is the fact that social media or the World Wide Web is amazing, but it's also sometimes really distracting. Mm-hmm. We get caught up on watching what everyone else is doing, whether it's comparisonitis or not. We just start to think, well, if that's what they're doing, maybe that would work for us too. And you try to copy it, and not like plagiarize copy. That's not even what I'm saying. We just know that our audiences are similar and we feel like, oh, that resonated with them and me, you know, I could do that too. But we don't actually tap into, we forget to tap into exactly who we are. Like, we are our brand. And 9 times out of 10, most of you, I would say, who are listening to this are, you have a personal brand. So it's really important to not veer from what really resonates with you and your people. And most of the time, your people, your audience, are people that are just a few steps behind you. So they want to hear exactly how you got to where you are and what's working for you, etc.
That's such a, I think, a really powerful series of insights there into what's potentially holding us back from stepping into, you know, showing up as who we need to be, because it seems daunting right out of the gate. It feels daunting to show up as who you need to be in order to achieve what you want. If you feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to strangers on the internet, and or you feel like you're constantly pulled in a million different directions because you have this never-ending to-do list and list of priorities that's just vying for your time and attention. So, Jesse, I'm curious, how can we begin to really overcome these challenges that are keeping us from showing up? And does this in any way, shape, or form play into that formula that you're sharing with us today?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing I will tell you is I teach the power of systems. So how do we actually take control of what we want for each and everything? Because the laundry list of to-dos is never going to go away. I mean, you might be able to whittle some things away and, you know, outsource them. Like, I outsource my cleaning, et cetera, right? Mm-hmm. But there's still a lot of things that just have to be done by us. So I teach the power of systems. Systems simplify processes, and processes are the pathway to power. So what you need to do is have some dedicated time to show up for each thing alone. Like, that's it. Notifications off, etc. I joke, I have a system for my laundry. I have a system for my bills. I have a system for my workouts. I have a system for my online business, for my clinic. I have a system for everything. And really, I mean, you have to personalize the system to what works best for you to get things done. I'm the queen of, I love batching. If you don't know what batching is, it really is just where you delegate a certain amount of time to go all in and just do that one thing in that moment. And again, without nerding out on the whole science behind things, but it takes you 20 minutes to get started, like really get into flow with something. So say we're talking about content creation for next week on Instagram. It takes you 20 minutes to get in flow. So many of us, and I'm just going to say, probably a lot of you listening will also would raise a hand for this too. So many of us spend 20 minutes just to come up with that one post for today that then we're like, oh my God, I don't have any more time, or I'm freaking tired. That was too hard. And you move on and you stop. Where really what you needed to do is batch out, say, 30, 40 minutes total. You would have been in flow at 20 minutes and you could have written 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more posts maybe in just double the time. But instead, you're now going to do 20 minutes every day staring at your phone for far too long, trying to come up with some epic post when really, you know. So that's number one. I'm actually doing, if any of you follow me on Instagram, I am Jesse Harris Fountain, just as it sounds, over there. But I actually am doing what I call a Just Me January. And it's something that's got a lot of mixed emotions with my audience. But I'm following no one for January. And it's because, again, I'm sometimes honest to a fault, but like, I don't care that I've built these amazingly successful businesses. I too fall into the trap of just getting sucked into social media. I love Instagram reels. I love them. I love them. They were made for busy moms like me in regards to consuming as well as creating. But I can think I'm going to watch it for 5 minutes, and 45 minutes later, I'm like, oh my God, I got to go to bed. Oh my God. So, you know, whether it's talking about it in that way or comparisonitis, I definitely have a comparisonitis issue. I don't even like realize it. It's more subconscious than anything, but it totally zaps like my creativity. And so it also will, if we kind of tap into where we want to go with the formula in regards to how to show up, it really comes down to two things. So we talked about, right? I think you should have systems. I think you should have a plan in place to kind of keep your mind in the zone. I call it your zone of genius, you know, what you are about and what it is people are following you for. But really it comes down to, you need to believe that you are meant to be building this big brand that influences people. I know if you're listening to this podcast, you are a purpose-driven entrepreneur. You aren't building a business just to make money. You are building a business for 1,000,000,000 reasons other than that, that are personal to you, personal to your family, personal to your clients that you get to help. And then the money is a byproduct. I know that, which is awesome. But that means that we have to really truly believe that we are capable, if, for example, you're one of my audience members, of becoming that millionaire mompreneur that you want to be. You know, I used to think that I could only just build, you know, a semi-successful business. And that was what I was limited to for a long time. Again, that plays back into my subconscious, but you need to believe without a shadow of a doubt that you are meant to build a seven-figure business. And for me, it's more because I want to make a bigger impact. But you have to believe whatever that is. You can apply this to your personal life too. I mean, I used the same formula that I'm going to share with you right now called the Rush Rule to chase down my health and fitness goals. I couldn't lose 20 pounds for over a year, and then I lost them in 6 weeks. My husband and I, if I'm being really honest, were on the brink of divorce, and I had a real life conversation with myself and him, and we showed up a whole bunch differently. And we basically not just saved our marriage, but I mean, listen, he's still a pain in my butt, if I'm being honest. I love him and I'm a pain in his butt. But like, I look forward to that pain in the butt every day. Like, we just know how to communicate now and so on. And it came down to us really believing what we wanted was actually possible, not just hoping, not just wishing, not just dreaming, right? And so, if you get your pen and paper, the Rush Rule, Rush is an acronym for Revving Up Self-Happiness. It came from my first book called The Rush Revolution, Revving Up Self-Happiness Through the Power of Intentional Living. And the Rush Rule shares with you the two things that we only have control over in life. You can tell me there's a million other things you have control over. I'm going to tell you it's a straight up lie. Okay? You only have control over your belief and your effort. And so as we're talking about, I want you to show up with that 100% belief for what you want. Like, I don't care what you got to do. If it's, you know, saying affirmations in the mirror until they don't feel weird anymore 6 months later, every single day, I don't know, like whatever feels right for you, that you've got to figure that out. But you have to believe that you can be, in my case, that world champion race car driver, right? Like, I knew that the way a world champion race car driver, if she believed that's what she was going to be, the way she showed up isn't with a mindset of like, well, I hope, or you know what, my boyfriend broke up with me and that's what I'm thinking about as soon as I get my helmet on and climb in that race car. You know, like, I definitely had to show up a lot differently than that newbie. I had to believe that I could actually drive that car to the finish line like perfectly. And when I say perfectly, I mean with 100% effort, right? We talked a little bit ago why we don't get 100% results a lot of times in things, and it's because we have all these other things going on. Well, when I was in that race car, I wasn't thinking about anything other than I was a world champion race car driver. Like, here's my passionate voice coming out. And, you know, how does that world champion race car driver act? Well, she hits every single shift within a millisecond. And that's actually what it used to come down to. There were milliseconds, like 1/1,000th of a second difference between a winner and a loser. And, you know, you can't even say 1/1,000th of a second before it's over. Right. So what I want you to think about is breaking things down as easy as possible. We overcomplicate everything because we try to do all the things. When you show up with just that 100% belief and that 100% action each and every day or every hour or every minute of the day, whatever you need to do, wherever, however you need to break it down for you, number one, you will 9 times out of 10 achieve that goal that you wanted. You'll achieve success. But if you don't, this is the coolest part. If you don't, you will at the very least have no regrets and fall in love with who you become on the journey, and you will have achieved joy and fulfillment along the way. And that, to me, again, becomes more priceless than actually achieving the goal, although it's 9 times out of 10 a byproduct.
Mm-hmm. That's incredible. That kind of growth, that personal growth that comes along if you invest in that journey and, you know, for lack of a better term, showing up for yourself, that's something that you'll never regret, right? That's something that continually challenges you to grow into, I feel like, more and more the best version of yourself.
Yeah. Amen. I mean, sometimes I talk about this theory and people are like, oh, so it's kind of like faking it till you make it. And I say, no, actually the hashtag we use over at Millionaire Mompreneur is show up till you blow up. So it's show up, blow up, because I'll be honest with you. I am somebody, you know, fast race car driver. I liked a shortcut. I actually still do, because I always have so many things pulling at me. It's like, how can I get this done as quick as possible and as best as possible? And so for me, it's like, well, that's simple. Just show up with that 100% belief and effort all in for a short amount of time. Like, if I go to the example of how I used it for my health and fitness goals, how did I lose all of that 20 pounds in 6 weeks that I couldn't lose in a year? It really, honestly, the only difference was that I actually gave everything in my 30-minute workouts 5 days a week. I didn't start working out for an hour a day instead of the 30. I didn't go to the gym 7 days a week instead of the 5. I actually just showed up and killed myself in that 30 minutes with 100% belief and effort, on top of also adding in a better diet plan. But I mean, everybody looks for like the secret sauce to success in anything. And what I believe is the secret is simply showing up for what you want with 100% belief and effort.
That almost feels deceptively simple, but
right.
I think that's kind of like the beauty of it, right? Like it's so simple that it's so brilliant at the same time.
Yeah. Amen. It's true. And believe me, I mean, I remember, so as a certified coach, right? Like, so I'm certified a million different ways, but I mean, I not only learned this, I learned it in a different way. Right. And then of course I applied it to what resonated with me. And now I've created a formula out of it and teach that. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of different exercises, et cetera. But I remember like it hitting me and I was like, yeah, that's too easy. And I ignored it for a while. I was like, that's too easy. Like it's not that simple. Give me something more. But if I could tell you anything, if we tap into simply the behind the scenes, just a few short years ago, 4 or 5 years ago in my business, where I was killing myself working 60 plus hours a week, barely making $5,000 a month, to in just 30 days of applying this rush rule to the back end of my business, I actually applied another thing I call the one thing formula as well, in regards to like branding and marketing and sales. But I, in 30 days, made $30,000 and worked 20 hours a week. And I've never looked back. And again, I killed myself for years trying to get there. And just 30 days of actually doing something different, all in this 100% rush rule, it was like, what the heck? Now, I believe that we all have to experience things. We're meant to experience the lows as well as the highs. They become a part of our story that we get to share, and there's goodness that can come out of it. I'm like the most positive, optimistic person you'll ever meet. But it's really like mind-blowing when it just clicks.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like you finally get to see all of the effort and energy and thought that you've put into something. I mean, that's the traction actually happens, and it's like the sparks are flying because everything just comes into alignment, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You start to build momentum, especially in a way of really, it comes down to doing less better. I mean, that's what I'm all about, is how can I do less better? And I know that that's what your audience here today is looking for too, because we want something that fuels us. A lot of times we build businesses that don't fuel us, you know? And right. So I know you, just like me, are very passionate about helping women build a business that serves them, a business that works for them instead of the other way around. I mean, now I joke, but I only am working 5 hours a week and I am making money 24/7 without working 24/7. It's what dreams are made of. And it took me a long time to get here, but it wasn't by doing more. You know, the yes. world sometimes believes that you have to do more to receive more. I thought that for a long time too. And the beauty has really come down to simplifying things.
I love that. I absolutely am a huge advocate of the idea that more does not equal more. If you do more, that doesn't mean you're earning more. If you are booking more clients or taking on more projects, that doesn't mean that you're bringing more into your life or your business, other than, in my experience, more overwhelm and exhaustion, and eventually that leads to burnout. So I'm so encouraged hearing that, you know, doing less with more intention, doing less without sacrificing impact has been such a successful method for you.
Yeah. Amen. I'm so glad that it resonates with you so hard too, because that's what it's about, right? I know you are looking to help women to really enjoy what they're doing. You know, entrepreneurship, I think, sometimes gets viewed as like the next American dream. And that's just the hustle and grind.
Yeah. And that's just not, if we're honest, that's just exhausting. That's not, that doesn't put us on a path, I feel, towards the kind of fulfillment that we can be experiencing if we choose to. I feel like, you know, this is a great opportunity to put on your blinders, focus on your definition of success, and then take that imperfect yet intentional action towards making it happen. And Jesse, I'd love to hear, I know that you talked us through kind of briefly what goes into the rush rule, but would you mind kind of circling back to that just for a second and sharing a little bit more about what that covers and how people can start to take action with it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I want you to actually like write on a piece of paper or in the notes on your phone, 100% belief plus 100% effort or action, whichever word resonates with you better, minus giving up. Because of course, that's a key that we kind of didn't talk about, but that's important. You know, so very often we all give up really quickly. I actually have a rule over here at Millionaire Mompreneur that you can give up today, but you can't give up tomorrow. And, you know, you also need to look at doing something a little bit differently. So if you're not getting the results that you want with that 100% belief and effort, I would beg or argue to beg that you aren't actually giving it 100% at all. You know, we get so caught up in, you know, how do we do something? And I understand that. I am I am my own best dream client a few years ago, because I too would get caught up. Yeah, but how? But how? Like, just show me the roadmap. But how? And it's really just showing up each and every day with that 100% belief and effort. It might not be 100% the same next week or next month or next year. In fact, I'm certain it won't be. I mean, think about if you just gave 1% more every single day to that thing that you're doing, then after 100 days, you'd have 100% more, right? After 365 days, you'd be showing up 365 times better. But if we just focus on that one next thing we can do, and this is where it kind of comes and circles back around to how we talked about showing up as who you need to be, all success comes down to is actually 90% psychology and 10% mechanics. And so what I mean is 90% psychology is who you show up as. In this case, I'm talking about with the 100% belief and effort versus the how, which is the mechanics. When you show up as who you need to be, that 90% will start to literally just open up doors for you to the how. Mm-hmm. This is where people get caught up, because we all want that instant result, or we want that roadmap. Believe me, I know I've wanted it for every single thing I've done. If I use this silly, and now I've had five 9-pound babies naturally. And I'll never forget that, like in the first baby that was coming out, I was like, yeah, I'm done. This isn't working. I'm done. I don't know what you got to do to get him out, but I'm done. I'm quitting. I'm done. And my doctor looked at me and he's like, girlfriend, you have to show up as the most amazing, like he knew who I was. We kind of are personal friends. And he's like, you have to show up as everything that you preach. Like, are you right now an amazing mom that's going to get this baby out and welcome into the world, blah, blah? Are you going to have a prompt? And I was like, oh, stop serving me my own medicine. Stop. But it was really important. And literally 3 pushes later, that baby came out after 2 hours of dying. And it was all because I showed up as who I, it wasn't lucky. He didn't cut me anymore to get that baby out. There was no other thing. Like, it was literally minutes later and 3 pushes. I got him out after 2 hours of just grueling chaos. And it was all because I showed up as who I needed to be. I mean, I could give you hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of examples of this. I had no idea how it was going to happen. And I know that this is like a silly analogy, but I think you have quite a few women who are here, are moms as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's It's that simple. When you show up as who you need to be with that 100% belief and effort, the next step of how will reveal itself. And again, you wrote down 100% belief, 100% effort, minus giving up equals success and or joy and fulfillment. That's what it really comes down to.
I absolutely love that. That seems like something that takes practice. I mean, that seems like a way where if we implement that, we almost have this really amazing opportunity to kind of retrain the way that we think about things and the way that we view different opportunities or different challenges. Like what you said a minute ago about how it's 90% psychology and 10% mechanics. It's so easy for us to hyper-focus on the mechanics, that how-to, because it helps give us, or we think that it's going to give us, this really easy to implement roadmap or this kind of plug-and-play formula that we can implement. But like what you're sharing, if we're able to reframe our mindsets and we're able to change the way that we are envisioning success and we're believing 100%, like you said, believing that it's possible, that opens up so much possibility, right?
Oh my gosh, yes. And let's dig into that for just a quick second, because I know, Bonnie, you probably give the women that you work with inside your course or membership a framework of sorts to follow. Mm-hmm. You know it works. You know it works. You've used it. You've probably had countless others use it. You know it works, just like I do. But yet some people, probably not many, because I know the type of entrepreneur you are, but you probably still have some people come in that don't quite get the results that they want. I do too. Why? Because they didn't show up with 100% belief and effort following it. Mm. It's true. And this is not to toot my own horn or to, you know, just stoke your feathers, but it is true. There is actually a million different mentors that you could invest in or courses that you could take, etc. And you know what? The majority of them work. The reason, though, they're not working for people is because they aren't going all in on that. They're doing a little bit of what you teach, a little bit of what I teach, a little bit of what that one teaches, and what this PDF gave them, and this free video gave them, and mini course and challenge, blah, blah, blah. It's true. It's true. And, you know, this is something that sometimes ruffles people's feathers to a point where they're like, you know, don't talk to me like that. You know, you don't know how hard I work. Guess what? I do know how hard you work, because I too used to work that hard, but they do not give any awards to the hardest worker in the room. They don't. They give awards to the person who's willing to show up repeatedly, even if that means you're going to have to make a shift, etc. And the person that's willing to do the work. I promise you, in the world of online entrepreneurship, you have got to find someone to link arms with and trust if you're going to like be here and listen to this episode. I hope you have a mentor, whether it's Bonnie, me, whoever. I hope you have a mentor that you actually lean all in on and show up with the rush rule. Because I promise you, if you do, you will have everything you want and more. Like seriously, your wildest dreams, more than that, are yours. They're sitting there waiting for you to take them, but they're not going to happen if you aren't giving 100% belief and action.
Absolutely. Just so, so much yes to what you were sharing there. And Jesse, I feel like that actually leads me to my next question really beautifully. I love to take a minute in every single episode to kind of really wrap up the conversation by highlighting a piece of encouragement that you want to share to those who are tuning in today. So when you think about what we've been talking about today, showing up as who you need to be in order to achieve those deep desires, committing to reframing the way that we're viewing possibility and 100% committing to those beliefs, what kind of encouragement would you share to those who are tuning in today who are absolutely tracking with this idea and who are ready to take action and take those steps to show up as who they need to be in order to experience what they're dreaming of?
Yeah, this is a great question. And this is sometimes, a lot of times when I say something like this, everybody's like, wow, I didn't expect that. And here's the thing. Most likely, if you're listening to this episode as well, you are an entrepreneur who can be in alignment. But you also are someone who struggles to stay in alignment. Again, probably because you're trying a lot of things and you're not seeing always the results that you want, or because you're hustling, trying all the different things, etc. What I have found is, and again, this is through education and experience, but what I have found as well was game changing for me and the women that I get blessed to work with, is if they just would listen to their heart and not their head, meaning listen to your intuition, your gut, and follow what feels in alignment, even if it feels hard. It is so true that, you know, the type of goals you are probably chasing are not going to come easy, yet you want the easy way out. And so you will get caught up in your head and just be like, oh, I mean, we can even apply this to like cleaning your house. Like, I no longer will put off the dishes if my gut says it needs to be done now, because you know later you're going to be upset about it because you're going to have 100 other things. Sometimes my gut does say, hey, it's okay, you can leave them because you'll get them later, don't worry. But if I actually am willing to get into alignment with what my heart is saying or my gut is saying instead of my head, meaning I'm not placing blame on my husband because you know what, he should have done the dishes, etc. I'm like, okay, just do it. Just do it. Don't keep putting off the thing that you know you are meant to do. If it's that workout, if it's investing in that mentor or course, etc. This one is hard. It's, again, so simple, but it's hard to admit to yourself that you've been listening to your head more than your heart. And that alone will be game changing. Every time you're like, yeah, I know I should do that, but I don't want to do it. Get up and do it. Get up and do it, right? They say every time you do your workout, you'll be so happy when you're done. I mean, it's true. Like, again, it might be annoying and it's cliche, but it's true. And it's the same thing. I know for me, before I invested in a coach to help me in my business, because you see, I had built a 7-figure brick and mortar business. I was like, I don't need a coach online. Well, obviously I did. Obviously, I told you I hustled and grinded for 2 years, spending more than I made. But you know, when I finally stopped listening to my head telling me, no, I didn't need it, et cetera, and listen to my heart, because my heart told me from the beginning I did, but I didn't do it. I was like, you son of a gun. And again, I realize it's become a part of my purpose and my passion and my mission and now what I teach and preach, et cetera. And I'm okay with that because I can't change the past. I only can focus on the future. But that is something that a lot of times people don't talk about. I have tons of different quotes that I love and, you know, things that I could give an example to. But if we're looking for big, like game changing life and business growth here, like, please just listen to your heart more than your head.
That is amazing encouragement and just such powerful advice, Jesse. You're right. That's not what we always want to hear, but it's what we need to hear. It's the you know, sometimes not so gentle reminder that helps call our attention back to what we really know, if we're being honest with ourselves. What we, you know, if we tune into that intuition, if we listen to ourselves and we listen to our hearts, a lot of the times, and this is something that I teach my students inside my group coaching program all the time, so often you already have the answers within you. You don't need to look for that external validation. But if you don't tune into yourself and you don't listen to what is already within you, then you're always going to miss those opportunities. And so I absolutely love that you shared that with us today. Such fantastic advice to take with us today as we kind of wrap up our conversation. But Jesse, where can people find you online? How can they hang out with you and see all the amazing things that you're doing inside the Millionaire Mompreneur community?
Yes, thank you. Instagram is my jam, and I am Jesse Harris-Fout, and I know Bonnie will, you know, tag me here with that link below the episode. Yes. But I'm Jesse Harris-Fout and everywhere, even my website. But Instagram is my jam. I love to actually connect and chit-chat over there, whether it be in my DMs or on stories. So please don't hesitate to reach out if anything I said resonated with you and you want to chit-chat it out. I don't mind at all.
Oh, I love that. And Jesse, you absolutely are correct. For those who are tuning in today, if you want to connect with her and follow along and, you know, chat with her on Instagram, I'm going to, as always, have all of her links in the show notes for today's episode. So if you're listening, you can go to brandstrategypodcast.com, click on the latest episode, and in the show notes, we're going to have all of the amazing resources we covered today and all of these links available for you. And on top of that, I'm excited to share that Jesse has a really fantastic free freebie for us as well. And Jesse, feel free to share a little bit more about this, but you are sharing with us how to ditch the hustle and grind and do more of what you love. And I believe we were talking a little bit about this before we started the interview, but I believe that is a fantastic resource all about systems, correct?
It is. It basically breaks down the three phases to build a fully automated business, just because for me, that was how I really was able to start having more freedom and finances in my life. And so it is, again, a system and a formula that you can apply to your life as well as your business, just because I believe they go hand in hand. But I know that that might be something that really resonates with you.
I love that. And friends, absolutely. That link is going to be in the show notes for today's episode so that you can start to implement those systems that are going to help you streamline things, save time and energy so that you can pour more of that energy into showing up as who you need to be. Jesse, thank you so much for hanging out with us today, having this really fantastic and just open and honest conversation. I'm so grateful for you.
Oh, as I am you. Thank you. It's been amazing. And I wish you all the most amazing day.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining me today, friend. Before you go, I would be so grateful to receive your feedback on the Brand Strategy Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or the podcast in general has helped you grow your brand, I'd really appreciate it if you left us a review in iTunes. Your positive reviews enable the Brand Strategy Podcast to continue to grow and reach like-minded creatives just like you. Plus, I'll be randomly selecting a handful of lucky reviewers each month to receive a little thank you surprise from me in the mail. Thank you for all your support and encouragement as together we pursue building brands with purpose and intention. Until next time, I'm cheering you on from Waco.